What is up, wrestling fans? This is Rob Wolkenbrod here, and we are talking about wrestling on the first ever edition of the Wrestling AfterBuzz podcast. Bring this to you online. I've tried starting up a few podcasts before, and it haven't quite turned out the way I've wanted to, but this is something that we'll hopefully roll forward with for however long. And we're simply here to sum up the week in wrestling, rumors, Raw, SmackDown, and that kind of stuff. We're going to keep this short for the first one, and we're going to talk about the latest news and rumors going on, especially with WrestleMania and one guy named Seth Rollins, who's been a major topic of conversation for the past couple days because of the knee injury that he suffered on Monday Night Raw. Now, it looks like he came during the moment where Samoa Joe put him in the coquina clutch and Rollins went down awkwardly on his surgically repaired knee, which he came back from last May, and it doesn't look good because WWE posted a video of him walking out of the Laredo Arena in crutches. And now his status is unknown. There was a report from the Wrestling Observer that Rollins could miss 8 weeks with a torn ACL, or excuse me, a torn MCL. That seems like a best case scenario, if anything. And if he could return in 8 weeks, it would be literally just in time for WrestleMania 33. I would very much doubt that that WWE is going to have faith in him being back for that, especially because that's a very quick timetable to recover from an injury like this. They're supposedly going to give an announcement on it on Raw on Monday, which, if they're holding back from saying the announcement online, which they've done with past superstars' injuries, maybe this isn't going to be so bad. Maybe they're going to say he could be out for the next 2 to 4 weeks, which wouldn't be bad at all. He could return around the time Fastlane starts. It could say 4 to 6 weeks, which should be the middle of March. That's all best case scenarios, and that's all speculating right now. Because I would be concerned that Rollins is probably going to end up missing WrestleMania again. It's just a knee injury like this to the same spot that he got repaired on a little over a year ago. It's risky getting him back in the ring, even for the biggest show of the year. And even though he missed WrestleMania 32 last year, you could bet he's going to try to do everything possible to get back into the ring for this. But it just seems doubtful until we actually hear something clear about this, which will hopefully come on the February 6th episode of Monday Night Raw. It's a shame because we were about to see a feud heat up big time between Rollins and Triple H, likely to culminate at WrestleMania 33, with Samoa Joe debuting and getting involved, and him being the guy that Rollins has to go through to get to the Cerebral Assassin. It's a shame that we might not be able to see that transpire, especially for WrestleMania 33. It's possible we could see it happen down the line once Rollins gets back in action. But it's a shame that it might have to be put on hold for now. And that just leaves a ton of questions, and it looks like it's gonna probably end up shaking up at least one to two matches on the card. Who knows, maybe even three. Another rumor from the Wrestling Observer has been about who Triple H could face instead of Rollins at WrestleMania, because they seem adamant on having him compete, even though we're probably going to have Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker, and Randy Orton going for a WWE Championship match, which his opponent is yet to be determined, but that's another story. The one person that got rumored was Shane McMahon. Due to their real life heat backstage, that seems like one that could be a built-in feud. The only problem is they haven't really interacted with each other through Shane's 1 year on programming. So they would kind of have to hot shot that, and it may be difficult to do, especially with 2 months to go. The only problem is any type of field like this is going to have to be hot shotted, especially given how soon we are to WrestleMania. It's unfortunate because this could have used months of build to get to. It could have started in November, December, and carried on from there, but the Rollins program had already been developed around August when Triple H first cost him the Universal Championship match. But Shane versus Triple H would be an interesting one. They'd have to get it off the ground probably by this Monday night. Otherwise, there's the threat to, I mean, having what, maybe 6, 7 weeks to get this started. It's a short amount of time. How much they could really go in depth with this remains to be seen. It would be a challenge, again, given because there's not a lot of time, and they're also on two different shows and they haven't interacted. But they could find a way to get there. They could find a way to have Triple H, I guess, even call out Shane on Raw to SmackDown for no reason. Or they have Triple H invade SmackDown with Samoa Joe. That could be a possibility too. They can have Samoa Joe just go in there and just wreak havoc. They could, because Triple H technically isn't designated to any brand. No one's ever said he's definitely a Raw superstar. He's definitely a SmackDown superstar, even though he hasn't appeared on SmackDown. But he could easily just walk in with Samoa Joe as his destroyer, go to SmackDown, just have him take down somebody. It could be, and that's actually working into a whole nother thing. If we're not even going to have Triple H wrestle, if you want to have Samoa Joe take his spot instead, and then you place Joe with someone like John Cena. You have him go after him. You can even have him go after Shane McMahon, which we're gonna get more into McMahon's rumored WrestleMania match soon. But it almost seems like Joe and Triple H are kind of tied at the hand right now, based on what we saw on Raw. That's if WWE wants to keep things consistent and not just space Joe and Triple H apart after Raw, which would be disappointing. It's also something similar that they did with. Back in August, when Triple H first handed Kevin Owens the WWE Universal Championship, we still don't know why Triple H handed Owens the title. They never explained that, and as of now, it doesn't look like they're gonna explain it. It's a WWE thing. They sometimes will leave the story loopholes open like this, and it's something we'll have to look at down the line. But there could have been potential for an Owens Triple H partnership, but it's another thing that fell through the cracks. But anyway, before going too off topic, it seems like they're gonna place Samoa Joe into a top heel spot based on his interaction with Rollins. If they want to do this, then why not? I mean, have him go after Cena, have him go after. Yeah, Shane McMahon. Even if you really want to flip AJ Styles, you go to SmackDown. You have him take out AJ Styles. Fans are already rooting for him. They have been for months. He hasn't really been a quote-unquote heel. Even though he may speak out and act full of himself and whatnot. He's an incredible wrestler. He's awesome to watch in the ring, and it's difficult to really boo him. The fans have showed that since he turned heel back in May. And if anything, they've loved him even more. But it's one of the many questions that this one injury is going to leave us, because it could shake up the whole card. It really could. So we'll actually dive right into the WrestleMania card rumors just with that. And we'll actually start with the Shane McMahon AJ Styles match, which is one of the many that are rumored by the Wrestling Observer. Styles and McMahon, it's been rumored for the past month, and there's been subtle teases with the Phenomenal One not really liking what Shane O'Mac is doing at SmackDown with some of his decisions. So it seems like they're going to do maybe a slow build to this. And what may be good about the slow build is they don't have to, if the plans fall apart for this, there's not really a lot to go back on saying, wow, look at all they just did to build this up, and they just tore it back down. And all is the Styles just getting mad right now at his boss for some decisions. It's like any typical any typical WWE superstar to the authority figure. I'm not really interested in a Styles versus Shane match just because I think the mystique of Shane McMahon being back in a wrestling ring kind of went away once WrestleMania 32 came around and he lost to The Undertaker. He had his spot off the Hell in a Cell and whatnot, but other than that, it was a largely unspectacular match. And for a Shane McMahon match to go well, it has to be full of crazy, ridiculous spots. Otherwise, it's just slow and this just doesn't move well. I mean, Styles can get a good match out pretty much anybody. But Shane McMahon's not really a wrestler. He's an action star. I mean, he could easily be a stunt double for if you want to put him in a movie, but he's not really a wrestler, and it's his punches are kind of a hard sell. And we even saw that when he went back into the ring for Survivor Series. Didn't really love that call either to put him in there over Baron Corbin, but that's not anything to talk about right now. But Shane, he's doesn't really do much for me with getting into the ring, and much rather see Styles go head to head with the Samoa Joe that we just mentioned, or even if they really want to go back to John Cena for the hell of it. I mean, that's not going to happen at this point after their three single matches and likely a fourth one coming for the WWE Championship. But they put on one hell of a match at Royal Rumble. That was incredible. Something that it's going to be very, very difficult to top on any WWE pay-per-view or weekly show for the rest of 2017. But with Shane, I would much rather him stay off the match card. He's wrestled for his kids already twice. I don't really think he's needed at WrestleMania 33. He's a name. He's a name that fans that will resonate with fans. But to put him head to head with AJ Styles seems like it's a downgrade for Styles. He could very well be doing something else. He could be doing an inter-promotional match. And as of right now, with the rumored WrestleMania card, there are no inter-promotional matches, which is kind of surprising. My alternative would be to fit Styles into the rumored WWE Championship match, or maybe not even that match. Maybe if you want to factor him in with Owens and Jericho, that could be a second option too. But more than likely, though, it just seems that Owens and Jericho are their feud's destined for a head-to-head match, and with Randy Orton winning the Royal Rumble, it very much seems like he's going to be facing potential WWE champion after Elimination Chamber Bray Wyatt, which is it's not gonna it's something that's like Jericho and Owens you've seen coming for months, but is there room in there for Styles? I mean, they could squeeze him in there if they really wanted to, just for an excellent wrestling match. It's just where does he fit into the whole Wyatt family dynamic? I don't see it. I would see more reason for Luke Harper to be in there than Styles, and Harper's not going to get a championship match at WrestleMania either. That's just unlikely. Even though he's doing interesting storyline babyface work so far, which we first saw last Tuesday night on SmackDown, to give a preview of what he could be as a face, which has never been seen before. But Styles, there's just not a lot of room for him, other than this rumored Shane McMahon match, because what do you do with him if that's not the case? He's gonna have to be squeezed in somewhere. You can't just leave him off the card, and you most certainly cannot throw him into the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. That would just be a waste of time. That would be a huge waste of time. So I guess if you want to take him out of the Shane match, you squeeze him in somewhere. Maybe you even make him the opponent for Triple H, or Samoa Joe. But those would have to be hotshot programs. That would have to happen by this week at this point, or after Elimination Chamber, since they're going to have Styles tied up in the Chamber match. And then moving into another part of the WrestleMania match card rumors is Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker. Now, based on their Royal Rumble interaction, it looks like this is probably going to end up happening after Reigns eliminated Undertaker. And then they had the stare down, War of Words. Nothing else happened after that, nothing else happened on the Raw afterwards, but it's looking like these two are going to go head-to-head. It seems kind of like a passing of the torch match, which would involve Reigns winning. I don't think they need to have Undertaker lose at yet another WrestleMania, maybe save that for his last ever match, which could be next year at WrestleMania 34. And Reigns, quite frankly, does not need another WrestleMania win like this, especially after defeating Triple H in the main event last year and main eventing each of the past 2 years. But it's a match that could happen. It will add to Reigns' WrestleMania legacy. They could say they have done this quote-unquote dream match before Taker retires. And it'll be fun. It'll be a fun undercard, not an undercard match, but one of the main event matches of the show. It won't be the last match to go on, because that'll probably be a title match with the Universal Championship. Excuse me. But it should be an interesting one between Reigns and Undertaker. We'll see how they continue building to that. We'll see when Undertaker shows up next. We'll see if Reigns calls him out, because right now it looks like he's heading towards a feud with Braun Strowman, based on what we saw at Royal Rumble. So we'll have to see what the fallout is of that moving forward. But I don't mind the matchup, really, as long as it's going to be something polarizing and... yeah, that's what WrestleMania is all about, those polarizing big moments that you remember forever. And there's the very interesting tag team matchup that's being rumored. That's the only tag team matchup that's being rumored for the whole card right now. It's John Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maurice, two real-life couples. The Miz and Maurice are acknowledged on WWE TV. But Cena and Nikki Bella are somewhat, but they have yet to appear together on programming at all, even though they're both on SmackDown. It's an interesting use of Cena, to say the least, because he's obviously one of the biggest names in WWE, perhaps of all time. He just earned his 16th world title at Royal Rumble, and yet he would be stuck in a tag team match that's going to probably be way down the match card compared to everything else that's being rumored right now. There had been a report from, I believe it was the Wrestling Observer, that Nikki Bella could be wrestling her last match at WrestleMania 33. So this could be a reason for doing this there, having Cena and Nikki wrestle with each other for one time only, and then have her go out on a high note. So that could be an idea there. And if that's the personal side of it, I don't mind it. We obviously don't know what the deal is behind the scenes there. So if Cena and Bella want to do a match one time together, let them do it. If they want to do it at WrestleMania, let them do it. Cena's had his fair share of WrestleMania moments, despite what the fans want to see for him. I think this might be if this is actually going to happen, it might be the better idea to go down. Especially if Cena and Nikki are planning on doing a long-term thing together, and more importantly, Cena, if he had asked for this, deserves it for what all he's done, even though his role in WWE is minimalized now. Well, not really minimalized, but it's not what it used to be, especially with his Hollywood career having picked up over the past year, because he's not a full-time superstar anymore, not even close. We'll see how that kind of plays out after WrestleMania and if he sticks around, because if he doesn't stick around, then he's going to pretty much turn into the likable version of Brock Lesnar, which means he's going to be showing up at SummerSlam, possibly for a show in between then and the end of the year, Royal Rumble, through WrestleMania, and the process continues. Maybe Cena comes back for something in the middle of the summer before SummerSlam, maybe for Money in the Bank again, since that's been a show that he's worked for years and has put on great matches at for years as one of the main attractions. You can look at CM Punk in 2011, Kevin Owens 2015, and then AJ Styles in 2016. So it just seems like it's a show that WWE likes to bring Cena in for because it's becoming one of their biggest shows. Most notably, they didn't have him in for Survivor Series due to his reality TV show commitments. So maybe it seems like maybe Money in the Bank could be an important one to bring Cena back for. Who knows? But that's getting off track here. But if Cena and Bell versus Miz and Maurice is going to be the match that WWE wants to do, then why not? Compared to everything else that could be on the card, why not? There's Big Show and Shaquille O'Neal. That's been set for pretty much the past year. Not much else to say on it other than Show looks like he's in good shape. He apparently took those quote-unquote please retire chants to heart. And he's below 400 pounds and he looks like he's, again, best shape of his life. He's going to face Shaquille O'Neal, NBA legend. And they'll have a match that'll probably bridge one of the bigger matches to the other, and it'll be fine. It'll be what it's made to be, a spectacle, having a legend being brought in, like past WrestleMania matches have done. I've seen Nicole Stucky Polizzi, I believe that's her name, is from the Jersey Shore coming one time. Even going back to 1980s with Mr. T and Cyndi Lauper, and 2008 with Floyd Mayweather going up against the Big Show. It's a trend for WWE to do. They like bringing these big names for WrestleMania, so this is just the latest thing that they're doing with it. Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho, it's been a path we've been going down for a long time now. It's kind of obvious. Who knows if they're going to be battling for a title or not. Or if this is just going to be a blood war. So we'll see how that transpires. We'll probably know more about that as we get closer to Fastlane. Maybe even with the next episode of Raw, too. One of the more interesting rumored matches on the card is for the Raw Women's Championship. It's one of just three title matches being rumored, with Charlotte, Bayley, Sasha Banks, and Nia Jax. Seems like the time and place that Charlotte's probably going to end up losing her Raw Women's Championship, probably not even by getting pinned or submitted. I would think that Banks is going to be the one who gets pinned by Bayley, if anything, to set up a potential feud between the two, because WWE is going to keep Charlotte as strong as possible. Just not sure how they're going to use her without a title, because ever since September 2015, she's been around a title. So if they want to use her to build up there's not even a back end to the Raw Women's Division. There's just Charlotte, Bayley, Sasha, and Nia. So, if they want to build that up, I guess that's fine. If they want to have her work with Dana Brooke, which Dana's completely fallen off the map over the past 2 months because she hasn't made any improvements in the ring. They called her up from NXT way too early. There's character upside with her, but in the ring, it's just sloppy. She never had a good match. I haven't seen her had a good match. Not even close for NXT, unfortunately. Because she does her character work so well, but the in-ring stuff is just, it's not there. It's unfortunately not there right now. So if Charlotte, if WWE wants to go back to Charlotte and Dana Brooke doing some type of dynamic there, that's fine. If they ever want to bring back Emelina, that's an option too. If they want to pit her and Charlotte up against each other, but yeah, this Raw Women's division is going to look very interesting after WrestleMania, because it seems like it could be the Bayley and Sasha show with Naya, Charlotte, and whoever else looking on. But the Fatal 4-Way should be fun. It should be a good women's match for the card. It's the only women's match rumored for the card, which I'd have to imagine we're getting the SmackDown women's title on the pre-show then. If Alexa Bliss still holds it, she could be defending against someone like Naomi, Becky Lynch, so on. That seems about it w of what WWE could do with the SmackDown Women's title for now. That's how that looks. And yeah, Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, we got into that a little bit already. Seems like the potential main event. And there's rumors going around about that. I don't want to spoil it for those who haven't followed along. But it seems like the potential one to close out WrestleMania 33, even though it's the match we saw at WrestleMania 20, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, even which wasn't a match but had Lesnar and Goldberg go head to head. Goldberg's come out on top every single time, and Lesnar just hasn't been able to topple him. My opinion is that they're gonna have Lesnar win at WrestleMania, whether it's for a title or not, to have him conquer the one man he's never been able to conquer before. And then the fallout, I would think, would have to be something big, whether if it's for a title he's gonna get a WrestleMania, he's gonna get a long WWE Universal Championship reign, which I would imagine leads to him putting over one of Braun Strowman or Roman Reigns. My opinion would be done at SummerSlam. Just seems like the time and place to do it. Especially if Lesnar's gonna be a part time. If he's gonna be part time, he's not holding the title until WrestleMania 34. There's no way. And if WWE books it that way to have Reigns defeat him at WrestleMania 34, which is when Lesnar's 3-year contract expires, because he had signed a deal with to re-sign with WWE back at WrestleMania 31. If that's how they're gonna book it, and then they're gonna have Reigns get put over there, then it's gonna be booked, and it's gonna get everyone scratch their heads. It just seemed like just another way of boosting the credibility of Reigns, even though someone else could probably use that more than him. But that's just speculation. That's just guessing. We haven't even gotten a confirmed title match between these two at WrestleMania, so we'll have to see what transpires over the coming weeks with that. Yeah, I think that will do it for the first ever edition of this version of our podcast here. Be sure you can follow along with me at Real Rob Wilkie, on Twitter, at Fansided DDT on Facebook, or not on Facebook, at Twitter as well. And to cap it off, dailyddt.com for all your wrestling articles you want to check out, and hopefully you enjoy them, which this will also be on too, which you'll probably be listening from right now. All right, hope you enjoy, and we'll be back next Monday with another edition.